Okie dokie, Smokey. We are back. Last segment, we're going to do a... I think it's going to be a quick scamming scammers. I mean, I don't know how the days run, and I don't like to stop in the middle of the day, because that makes it really hard to
pick up and figure it out.
Yeah, that's which is really all I care about.
What, you want this to run smoothly? Have you felt your forehead? You must be feverish.
I'm feverish. All right. Hey, whoa, whoa. Always and forever.
Out before me.
We're going to change routers. We have a router. We'll see how that works. All right. So when we last left off, Michelle was really on Fake Davin because he's only willing to kill for her. He's not willing to send her an iTunes gift card so she can play video games. So she kept on calling him Sting, which we deduced she was going for Stingy, but Fake Davin actually sent her a picture of Sting going, no, I'm not this guy.
Which is even better.
So we will pick up on June 11th of 2020. She goes, I saw, well, this is a little bit of June 10th, so it kind of merges. I go, what are you asking me? She goes, the iTunes gift card. I go, Michelle, I'm not going to be with someone who is willing to discard me for a gift card. If a gift card is more important than me, then we have nothing further to discuss. She goes, okay. I go, what does okay mean? A gift card is more important than me? She goes, is like you are not serious about me. Again, I'm actually deadly serious about her.
Yeah.
In a fake way.
In a fake way.
So I go, Michelle, I've been with you for many months. I've grown to love you. I've sent you a dick picture, which I've never done before, to share intimacy with you.
It might not have been mine, but I did.
What, Joe?
I like how you're cut and dry with all this. I love you. I sent you a dick picture. But the problem is regarding the situation with the gift card.
I know, it was kind of just like...
my fucking customers like that.
Well, listen.
Things are getting slow, I might have to, but...
Listen, Fake Davin's a killer. He doesn't have time for this type of nonsense. So an addiction which I've never done before, to share intimacy with you. I plan to go to Yemen to rescue you from a situation that makes you very unhappy. I've been preparing my house for you. I was hopeful we would be married. I've been extremely serious about you. It is you that makes excuses why you can't tell me where your base is, won't talk to me on the phone, won't video chat with me, won't tell me who your commander is, and will throw me away over a gift card and has reduced our cyber sex to a cheap transaction. It is like I've been a joke to you this whole time. It hurts, but it is fine. And there's my list of grievances.
All valid points.
She goes, you don't want to send me a gift card because I didn't accept to do cyber with you. Which is not it at all.
That's not it at all.
I refused to send a gift card before that.
Yeah, no, that's not fair.
Exactly. I go, nope. It has nothing to do with that. I do not want to be with someone who does not desire me as I desire them. I want it to be intimate with you because I love you. Nothing more. You do not feel the same about me. It's fine. I'm glad I found out now instead of risking my life to rescue you.
Yeah, really. I was going to kill for you.
Can you imagine if this guy kills a Saudi prince and then kills the commander in Yemen and finds his ingrate? Can you imagine?
Yeah, it's like, you know, I could have just been happier with a damn gift card to play video games.
It's like the ending of like a cartoon, like the eyes bug out, like, what?
If you're Aruga.
She goes, you are heartless. Please go.
Oh. Wow. She's calling you heartless.
Well, I go, it is you that is heartless. Yeah.
I knew that.
I thought this was forever. Clearly, you never loved me. She goes, I'm done with you. I go, clearly. She goes, yes, because you were heartless. I go, nope, you just never loved me. It was all a game, which really it is all a game.
But do you think, you know what? Do you think right now it's like, well, you're heartless. Well, it's all a game. I think it's turning into a pissing contest now.
Yes.
And even though she's not making money, she's going to have the last word and not you?
Yeah, it seems like that. It seems like she took his dick pic and she's sword fighting him with it. Now.
If only she could have consulted with Joe and had to possibly beat me, this would have taken a much darker turn. Dear, have you considered rape? How about a gang rape in a child? I find that leaves him speechless.
Ooh, that's a lot on the table.
You won't get a gift card, but you will get a humada humada.
Hysterical.
You know, out of context, that was a terrible, terrible thing you just said.
Most certainly was. That's why I got to listen to the whole show. All right.
Yes.
Even in context, it's pretty terrible.
In context, it's bad, but out of context, much worse.
I go, nope, you just never loved me. It was all a game. She goes, game, LOL. I go, that's how I feel. She goes, you are not serious. I go, you just say that because you know deep down you never loved me. She goes, how will I love a man that is stingy? She finally got it right.
Ah, she figured out what was going on.
See what happens when you add a Y?
You know, or a dictionary.
I go, so you admit you never loved me. She goes, bye for now. I go, stay. She goes, stay safe. That was June 11, 2020. June 12th.
That's kind of fucking nasty. How can I love a man who's stingy? You call me stingy, bitch.
Well, in her defense, Ebenezer Scrooge never walked around with a hot piece of ass. So, you know, get after it. She's got a point. So, June 12th, she says hi. And then there's a bunch of, like, sad faces, not tears. I follow up with, hello.
Oh, now you're going to be formal. Oh, I hate it when guys do that.
What?
When they're mad at you. There's this one guy that I broke up with, and he started calling me by my last name only.
Helix. Oh. Helix.
Helix.
Helix. She goes, good afternoon. How are you be doing all this while? Do we have somebody new?
You damn well abso-fucking-loop.
You were sold.
I don't know if I was sold, but we know there's been multiple people dealing with me.
Yeah.
Unless it's my ex-wife, where I'd be like, fuck you, die. And then 20 minutes later, hot coffee's here. I'm like, Jesus.
Could be. Could be. Maybe her name's Joanna. What do I know?
Yeah, maybe.
She goes, sorry for all inconveniences, okay? Hope everything is great with you, baby.
What the hell?
Finally. Yeah, Joe's all choked up over this turn of events.
He was sold.
No. She realizes what a caring, fine man she has. And she's changing her ways.
He called you a cheap prick 2 minutes ago.
He did.
Yeah, but she had a chance to read it over and reconsider.
That's what happened, sure.
You know what? For nothing else, allow me to continue. Okay. She sent 3 sad koala bears in a row.
Very sad looking koala bears.
Yeah, I mean, that's sincerity, my friend. Those are very sad koala bears.
Yeah, but here, I don't give a damn what she sends you.
Oh, well.
See, throw your hands up all you want. Basically, well, thank you for complying. She called you cheap, and she can't be with a cheapskate. So in my eyes, there's nothing more forward than she can go with you. So maybe she said, look, I got this guy. I'm getting nowhere. You want to give it a shot? And then they're like, all right.
I think that there's somebody else on the shift, and they didn't get the last details of where you left off.
But
the whole demeanor has changed.
Yeah.
I mean, this is sort of, I guess it was with Belinda when they were, Belinda was.
That's happened with others, too. It happened with Michelle.
Yeah.
But here's why I don't think it was, here's why it might be sold. Because mention the inconvenience. So there could have been like the lowdown. Hey, we were fighting. I can't handle this. You take it.
It's a very strange word to use about like a lover's quarrel.
Yeah. So we'll have to see where this goes.
I'm sorry for an inconvenience.
You know what?
Well, now I'm going to download the lover's conversation part 2. You know.
And in the meantime, amuse yourself with 3 sad koalas.
but you also got to look what you're, if it's a business. Look, there's one customer that we deal with that's absolutely a federal case to deal with, and they badge you for this. But I make a fucking no margin with these guys. So if I get an order and I walk away sometimes. I'm just trying, you know, because I'm working for nothing. So, you know, sometimes you got to fish or cut bait, even if it's potential client.
Well, Joe, you know, money for nothing, but chicks for free. Anyway.
Wait. I just want to say, adding on to Joe's point, I had a customer on Friday that was madder than a wet hen, and she had to come back in today, and I was not looking forward to seeing her, and I was like, oh, dear God. And my coworker, who I rely on for a little bit of his support, she was out on lunch, and here comes this person. I'm like, oh, my God. My other coworker was making fun of me. She's like, oh, here she comes. You ready? Nice as pie.
Sure, see? She wasn't sold. She's still who she is.
Well, you know, my head whipped around.
Sometimes,
split piece sometimes I didn't know what was going on.
Sometimes you realize, you know what, maybe I shouldn't call him Sting. Sometimes, you know, maybe this woman realized maybe I shouldn't call her Pip. You know, you don't know. Who knows?
Oh, I have a customer like that, too. He's an absolute ball bust, and if I send him something and he comes back, oh, looks great, Joe, thank you. I'm like, who is this fucking guy?
See?
Right.
See? All right. So we all have Michelle.
Everything, you know?
We all have Michelle's.
She goes, so she says, sends me the three said koalas. I go, I really do not know what you want me to say. She goes, how are you? Where have you been since all this couple of days now without even talking to me? Are you angry at me? Huh?
Well, first of all, throwing the Australian Grateful Dead at you is not going to smooth things over. Secondly,
and it hasn't been a couple of days.
No, it just happened.
It just happened.
And it's like, are you mad at me? Oh, you think?
We got a problem here.
Yeah. Well, who is this?
So how does Fake Davin handle this? Does he call or play along?
Plays along.
What do you think, Joe?
Play along. You got to spring this along. If you go, well, what happened to, you know, we had a fight and what happened? I mean, if it's a new person, they could start backpedaling and figure it out. Or you could just play the game for entertainment value. So when the other person comes back at the 11 o'clock, shit, why, you motherfucker? I'm like,
well, you guys don't know this Fake Davin at all.
Uh-oh.
I go, we broke up.
We know this segment, though.
I go, we broke up. You told me you didn't love me. You wanted me to pay for sex with you. What was there to say? I don't want to fight. If we don't make each other happy, we can't be together. I gave her the cheat sheet.
Wow.
She goes, for real?
Because I don't know my own mind and I wasn't here.
I take a couple of days off to spend some time with my husband and kids.
And this bitch ruins everything.
It all goes to hell. Our wife and kids.
She's probably shuffling around the bed. I don't know what he's talking about. You son of a bitch. Yes, that is right. You are a cheap mother. Yeah. You know what you're telling me? Oh, Jesus Christ. Where? Oh, here it is. Why, you motherfucker.
She had to catch up with the cheat sheet.
I go, what do you mean for real? She goes, I didn't said something like that, okay? And I don't have any reasons to said that.
She's gaslighting you. Like, that conversation never happened.
Yeah, they're bullshit. Yeah, this is definitely somebody new.
I go, you did say that. She goes, maybe that's what you think by yourself. No. And then a bunch of crying emojis. I go, no. I had plans to come to Yemen and marry you. I'm not letting her off the hook.
Yeah, it's like, scroll up, bitch.
She goes, I keep telling you here is very dangerous and that you can't come to Yemen like that way. And obviously it is not actually easy as you are thinking, okay? I go, you made me feel dirty and not desired with the paying for sex. I thought you desired me as I desired you, but I was mistaken. Michelle, I am a specially trained killer. I know all about danger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
I was ready to
but
come and kill.
Do you know about love? Is that hardened, killing soul know about love?
Yes, he does. She goes, I told you the best way I can return back home is through by General Assembly, head of the Department of Emergency Leave, okay? So we're not asking for an iTunes. We're back to the leave.
Back to the first play.
So we got a couple of people working me at the same time here. I don't think I've been sold, but we've had changes of character before.
Yes.
This is the better Michelle.
This is the better one.
I go, who General Assembly? She goes, just try to understand me. If I don't love you, I won't fight to figure out some way out to do this with you at all. I go, if I don't love you, I would not take the mission to kill the Saudi prince and then come to get you in Yemen. I was doing it all for you. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Well, first of all, I'm trying to figure out if she's saying that the general's name is Assembly.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying she's saying. That's what I'm saying she's saying.
But also, it's like, wait a minute. She's backpedaling so bad.
Ankles are breaking into
another time zone. It's crazy.
She goes, is the one who is in charge of leaving a play, okay? How is our general army department, okay? Do you understand? I go, but I don't want to be with someone who wants me to pay her for sex. You used to want sex. Now you do not. Something in you changed, do you think?
Something in you?
Something in you.
Your name tag.
She goes,
I like that, the general army department. Yes, we're the general army department.
Sure. Well, yes. Well, in her defense, it's hard to get the specific army department. She goes, that is the only pleasure way I can get out of here to meet with you. What if you come over here now in Yemen and something happens to you? Don't you know I'm going to suffer for it? I go, which is fine, but I am a sexual person, so we may not make each other happy. She goes, yeah, yes, of course. I go, if you would tell me your coordinates, I would get you. What? Yes, of course. She goes, you want to speak with him? I go, who? She goes, I can went to the department office to get him email and email address so that you can talk with our general army.
Oh, my God. You can talk with our general army.
I will talk
general
to you.
General?
Army.
Army.
Generally speaking.
I go, why? Funny. I go, why? We want different things in life, partner. We want different things in a life, partner.
Oh, okay.
Partner, pal. She goes, because you don't have any reasons to come over here in Yemen all the way from the United States seeking for my freedom, unless you requested for my leave license, which means someone else will take place until I return back. I don't really think you are listening to me or understand what I am saying.
So what, are they going to call a Kelly girl to come in and take her place in Yemen on the wall?
That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the army works.
Really?
I go, I was avoiding all of that by sneaking you out. You seem to like the idea. I go, due to COVID-19, there is no leave. But it matters not. You said you don't love me. She goes, maybe you're scared of me, which you don't trust with me. If you really love your beloved, you won't ever try to be doubting with me and everything I said.
Yeah, what you just said.
I go, you doubt me all the time. You always say I don't love you. I'm tired of it. You make me sad. You make me feel cheap. You make me feel ugly.
Aw.
Aw.
Sounds like rock duck lyrics.
Okay. I make you feel old then. What do you want me to tell you? I can't wait for the reunion of me and Rotka doing lyrics together.
It would really be sad if there was some guy that was like sitting on the other end of this nonsense and going, your head is spinning from just having this breakup. Well, and maybe they wouldn't, because they wouldn't be saying that they're coming over to Yemen to kill Saudi princes and things. But say that they said, you know, I'm going to, you know, do this big romantic gesture or something. And then are like, no, I didn't get a gift card. Mwah, I'm breaking up with you. And then all of a sudden the next day it's like, honey, why are you mad at me? It's like, what?
They really count on us being desperately in love and stupid.
And really stupid.
She goes, because you don't believe me. Well, that is not what we are here to talk about anyway. It is all in your hands. I go, what are we here to talk about? She goes, you are afraid maybe if you seek for my leave license, I may not return home. I know that is what you have been thinking about. Actually, no, that hasn't crossed my mind. I mean, I know there's no leave license. I know if there was a leave license, you wouldn't be coming here.
Leave
I know that.
License. Yeah.
And I go, actually, that thought never crossed my mind.
Truth.
She goes, listen, I am not here to be doubting with you, okay? Just to put something in order if you still have feelings and love with me. I go, I can't be with someone who doesn't desire me as I desire them.
Yeah.
She goes, I know that is what you have been thinking all this while. Then if you thought is not actually in your mind, as you said, so why are you scared to talk with my general army for the sake of my leave license?
Oh, God.
General army cracks me up.
I know. And I think I just had a stroke trying to understand that sentence. But go ahead. I caught up.
I go, I'll talk to anyone, but I can't have a life with someone that does not love or desire me. I am not desperate. She goes, you are still on your point, which is making me angry now. You think as your mind thought you, well, fine.
What?
You heard her.
No.
Why do you mock her?
I did not hear that.
I'll reiterate. You think as your mind thought you, well, fine. Does Joe have to put it to lyrics for you? Do we have to put it in musical prose?
Yes, Joe, get the keyboard ready. I need a song.
This is going to involve the guitar. I go, because I say it, but you say nothing about it, which makes me think my feelings mean nothing. She goes, I don't love you, but I want you to seek for my leave license. Just tell me how good that sounds. I go, you said, how could I love such a man? You wanted me to pay you for sex. How could I possibly feel like you love me? She goes, Davin. Oh, at least we know who we're talking to.
Well, good. That's
fake Davin to you.
Yes.
I go, Michelle.
General Army. Now that we've all named all the players, let's go on.
She goes, let's just forget about this, which is the default when shit hits the fan.
Yeah, it's like, nope, I'm leaving.
She goes, because I don't feel happy about what you're saying. I go, well, I don't feel happy hearing it. She goes, prayer hands. I go, it really hurt me. She goes, I don't want to talk about this anymore, please. She goes, but I am sorry if I said something like that to you. It doesn't mean to put that kind of word down. I go, thanks for the apology. She goes, just consider with me, that's all. Let's just forget about that. And so sorry if it's still hurting you, my word. So sorry. By the way, let's take a moment here.
Wait, I'm still taking a moment trying to understand that last sentence.
She's
what?
Apologizing for any hurt she might have caused.
Oh, okay. Is that what you got out of that, now,
yes.
That word salad?
Because she's new, and she's trying to wipe the slate clean so she can move on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but you...
Or the knowledge of what the backstory was.
Yes, but you and Pip thought that Fake David's days were numbered, but Fake David is alive and well.
I did, but I didn't expect this shift change to go back to the preset.
Okay, well... I appreciate that. You just made me feel like some type of sex customer. And then she gives a bunch of hands on heads. I don't know what the hell is. I go, what do those emojis mean? I still don't know what they mean. She goes, I am sorry, okay? What are you doing? I go, laying in bed. It's early here. She goes, okay. I go, what are you doing? She goes, happy blessed Sunday. Wishing you a nice, excellent day. And I hope you will went to church today. Right?
Yeah.
I go, happy Sunday. I go, what are you doing? She goes, I'm preparing some food when you texted me, but just left to talk with you. Some soon I will be going to done with it. Oh, okay. I go, what are you going to eat? She goes, fried fish, plantain, garnished with vegetable. I go, sounds good. She sends me a bunch of emojis. I go, are you a good cook? She goes, yes, of course. She goes, oh, I go, of course. LOL, it's impossible for you to be a bad cook. LOL. And now she's laughing. Ha, 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 ha. Bunch of laughing.
Oh, everything's all better now. Wait. Notice the kind of food that she's eating. Fried fish and plantains. And what was the other thing?
And
rice?
And garnish with vegetable.
Garnish with vegetable. Yeah, because, you know, all Americans eat that.
I do. Mm. And she goes, ha, ha, ha. And then I go, what else are you good at? And then I go, I guess vanishing, LOL. And that's where we will end.
Wow. Wow.
What do you got?
No, it was just completely... obvious that this is a new person.
No, it's an old person.
Yeah, it's
I think it's an original person. It's an OG.
Yeah, that but I mean, like, different from the person you were just speaking with.
Yeah,
they've gone back to their original play that they want you to pay for a lease license,
so a leave license
so that you can come. So that
actually can, that's not the old play. They never said pay for before.
They did not.
Because Joe is always upset. Joe is never upset about money, but we've gotten off the iTunes gift card.
Yeah. No,
I am no longer Sting. I've been demoted.
How do you drop that? I mean, see, here's the thing. She was very adamant about this gift card. Extremely adamant about this gift card. So much so that she called you a cheapskate, and this relationship can't go any forward, can't move forward because you're not giving me a gift card. And this is all I'm asking, and you're not giving to me. I can't be with somebody like that. The next sentence is somebody with a totally different dynamic and changed the tune. So it's weird.
Well, not for this.
not for this, but it would be really confusing if you were actually involved in this relationship or thinking you're involved in this relationship, and all of a sudden the person completely spins around. There's no old gift card. We're back to square one with what the ask is. We don't really know what the money ask is or what is the plan with this one, because they never brought this one to fruition to, you know, bring money into to it. I'm thinking there will be.
Let me pose a question. Basically, we're doing this, and we're like, all right, change the tune. Ideas, what the backstory is to this. If you're involved with this and you're lonely and you thought you lost this person and they turn tail like that, are you gonna quit? I mean, and you're in that, believe me, I've been in some states of mind, you both went through it with me, but somebody turns tail, do you really care about the backstory?
Yeah, I think this would be a bridge too far. I think this is so drastic and so sudden that pretty much anybody would go, something's not right.
You think so? If
yeah.
You're lonely and involved and hungry for compassion, ship, I don't know if it's a bridge far enough.
I think this is
going on here.
If you're in a relationship with somebody, or you think you are, and you've broken up, and the next day they turn around and be like, hi, why haven't you spoken to me in days? Are you mad at me? And it's like, I spoke to you yesterday and we broke up. Where were you?
You'd be concerned for their health at the least. Like,
you'd
what's going
really
on?
Worry.
Yeah.
Especially if you were with somebody that was bipolar.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she's not.
I go out, I hate you, die, fuck you. And then I'm running errands and I get a text, hot coffee here. And I'm like, what the fuck? no shit. I ain't going for this. No shit, you know? So,
Yeah, well, fake Davin hasn't deduced mental illness.
No, but I would be really concerned with somebody who seemed not to remember this really dramatic conversation we just had and asked me where I've been for a couple of days when I spoke to you yesterday. It's almost like a dissociative disorder. Like, is one of the other personalities out right now?
You could not continue business as usual.
No.
This is beyond the pale.
Yeah, this is way creepy and way not normal. And you would like, okay, hold, time out, safe word, are you all right?
Well,
you know?
But for my purposes, this worked out very well.
Yes.
Because you guys had me on the chopping block, but I feel pretty good about
this. For entertainment purposes, this is a fucking roller coaster of fun.
Yes. Well, that's what I care about. All right, very good. Very good. Let's wrap this puppy up. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support.
Thank you, Sensei.
Russ has been having a lot of beef products, he was telling me.
Yes. What's going on?
I don't know. He's trying to close some deals, and apparently they don't like vegetables. So he's eating a lot of meat.
Meat.
And, like, he doesn't trust salmon in a landlocked state. I'm like, get the salmon.
Oh, good point.
Oh, right. Like here, like the salmon was just it was swimming in the lake locally. What are you talking about?
No. But supply chain issues right now. I would not trust fish in a landlocked state right now. Mm-mm.
All right. What do you got there, Joe?
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, making sure that every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that is your destination for a special event, wedding, or sweet 16, anything that needs to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event is not just a memory, not just an occasion, but a memory. I'm reading this in the fucking dark. Portobello Banquets still hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year. Which
Hold on. Did it work? I tried to turn on Joe's lights. He's running a space station over there, but they can't keep the lights on.
Portobello Banquets also host the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which is produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, what's that show again?
August 12th.
It's going to be a fantastic show. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road, in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit the website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions will be putting on that show and many more. If you want a comedy show, call us 551-404-3094. Joe, besides being with me, will you be with any place else this coming week?
Yes, tomorrow night and Thursday night I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, 8 o'clock. Shows will be with Jimmy Graham. Call 1-877-UNCLE-VIN or go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com for reservations and information.
Comedy this week, Wednesday, June 15th, live comedy at Andiamo Restaurant in Haworth, New Jersey. You got Eddie Brill from David Letterman. You got Joe Pontillo, Anthony Crescenza. And I'm going to be working on something, too, so I'll be doing a guest spot. I'll be there as well. For tickets, call 201-384-1551, 201-384-1551. And then Saturday, June 18th, Joe and I will be in Hyde, Pennsylvania, quite the drive, at the Hyde Fire Company. For tickets, call 814-592-6043, 814-592-6043. And I guess, Joe, I'll send you an email tomorrow or Thursday.
Yeah, send me an email with all the information, and we are looking to be out there.
Yeah, so and somebody message Lisa.
At least the one eye is out there. We're going to be close to your neck of the woods. Maybe you want to stop out and hang out.
Yeah, sounds good. All you dads out there, have a wonderful Father's Day. After on Sunday, I will have my parents up here. They've not really been here to hang out yet at the house.
Wow, great.
So, yes, so I'll be getting in the wee hours. I don't know.
And they can look out and watch Joe asleep on my deck.
Okay. Well, I have a place for you to sleep here, but you don't have to sleep on the deck, you animal. That's why we got to put the pool alarm in case he rolls into the pool.
pool alarm.
Like, I'm like, all right, I'm going in the pool. And we haven't really gone in the pool. She's like, well, I got a meeting now. I'll wait for me. I'm like, all right, I'll wait for you. And then she's like, I moved the meeting.
Good girl.
Like, finally enjoyed the thing. But anyway, yeah, so all dads have a great Father's Day. Thank you guys for listening. Sorry about the tech issues. We are efforting to get that done. All right, have a good week, everybody. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Congratulations, Joe, on the 2 out of 3, you awful human being. Either way, please.